Chapter 4. How the shining gold has grown dim, the fine gold! How the holy stones lie scattered at every street corner! As for the precious sons of Zion, who were weighed against refined gold, how they have been regarded as earthenware jars, the work of a potter's hands! Even jackals offer the udder to nurse their young. But the daughter of my people has become cruel, like ostriches in the wilderness. The tongue of the nursing infant sticks to its palate because of thirst. Children beg for bread, but no one gives them any. Those who used to eat delicacies lie famished in the streets. Those who were brought up wearing scarlet have embraced ash heaps. The punishment of the daughter of my people is greater than the punishment for the sin of Sodom, which was overthrown in a moment, with no hand to help her. Her Nazarites were purer than snow, whiter than milk. They were more ruddy than corals. They were like polished sapphires. Their appearance has become darker than soot. They are not recognized in the streets. Their skin has shriveled over their bones. It has become like dry wood. Those slain with the sword are better off than those slain by famine. Those who waste away, who are pierced through for lack of food from the field. The hands of compassionate women have boiled their own children. They have become their food of mourning during the breakdown of the daughter of my people. Jehovah has expressed his wrath. He has poured out his burning anger, and he starts a fire in Zion that consumes her foundations. The kings of the earth and all the inhabitants of the productive land did not believe that the adversary and the enemy would enter the gates of Jerusalem. It was because of the sins of her prophets, the errors of her priests, who shed the blood of righteous ones in her midst. They have wandered blindly in the streets. They are polluted with blood, so that none are able to touch their garments. "Go away, unclean," they call out to them. "Go away, go away, do not touch us." For they have gone homeless and wander about. People have said among the nations, "They cannot stay here with us. The face of Jehovah has scattered them. He will no longer look favorably on them. Men will show no respect for the priests, no favor to the elders." Even now, our eyes are worn out from looking in vain for help. We looked and looked for help from a nation that could not save us. They have hunted us down at every step, so that we could not walk in our public squares. Our end has drawn near. Our days have finished, for our end has come. Our pursuers were swifter than the eagles of the sky. They chased us on the mountains. They ambushed us in the wilderness. The breath of our nostrils, the anointed one of Jehovah, has been captured in their large pit, the one of whom we said, "In his shade we will live among the nations." Exult and rejoice, O daughter of Edom, living as you do in the land of Uz. But to you also the cup will be passed, and you will become drunk and expose your nakedness. The punishment for your error, O daughter of Zion, has come to its finish. He will not carry you off into exile again. But he will turn his attention to your error, O daughter of Edom. He will uncover your sins.